He's seen it from all sides. As a cop, as a clergyman, as a candidate, even a professional wrestler. Now he brings you both sides of the issues facing Naples and all of Southwest Florida. This is the Joe Whitehead Show. Call Joe now at 430-2428.
All right, I want to start the show with a senatorial alert. I've heard that there's senators from the United States Senate in walking through the building investigating something, strange noises they've been hearing that they seem to be infatuated with. In fact, I spent a lot of time talking to Brett Kavanaugh about noisemaking, so they're here to investigate any noisemaking that may be going on in this studio to bring up in a later investigation and questioning. All right, and this is the Joe Whitehead Show, and we are, as always, broadcasting live and armed, and boy, it sounds armed in here right now. And we got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to start off with some information about Honor Flight, veterans, people who serve their country. We're going to talk about that. That's extremely important. We give respect and honor to those who step up. That's the truth of life. We're going to do that, and we're also going to talk about something that was in the Naples Daily News. Now, Naples Daily News is no longer really a newspaper. It's become a propaganda sheet. Too many of the articles in there are basically, they're basically 1,000-word lies. You know, if you're going to lie, I'd rather be in 2 or 3 words. Like, you know, no, I never did have with that. You know, okay, I'd rather hear a straight-up lie like that than the 1,000-word lies these people write. But anyway, we're going to talk about a 1,000-word lie that was written about a good, great educational institution, Mason Classical Academy. That'll be more of the second half of the show. First half of the show, that we want to talk about why this honoring of our veterans is so important. John DePrisco is live in the house with us today.
Morning, Joe.
I'm helping out, co-hosting the show. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
And you're always ready. You always come in with notes and prep and stuff. You know how to get ready for the show.
It's the analytical side of my brain.
Well, you do a great job here too, by the way.
Thank you.
And thanks for all the subbing you've done.
My pleasure.
And joining us first half, we have two folks who are the leaders of Honor Flight. We have Debbie Lux, who used to be known as Debbie Strand. Now she's Debbie Lux. She's in the house, and Rick Wabi's in the house, who's one of the Honor Flight captains, co-captains, or chairs, or whatever. I don't even know if you have titles. Just they all work.
We're all volunteers.
They're all volunteers. They work, and they get things done. So first of all, thanks for what you're doing for everyone who served this country. And you have, too. Both of you have served.
That's absolutely right. And thank you for having us.
No, but thank you. And there's 3 events coming up we're going to talk about. But we want to talk about let's start by talking about what happened last weekend. You had an honor flight, and you did an honor flight in D.C.
We did. We had a wonderful honor flight. Every flight that we have, we try to do something special. This last one was our 17th flight that we've taken, so we've taken over 1,000 of our World War II and Korean War veterans on a trip to D.C. This is all volunteer. We're all volunteers. We are a 501c3. We don't get paid. But this last one was a real special one. What we did is September 30th is National Gold Star Family Day. And since our flight was on the 29th, we did a tribute to our Gold Star family. So we had 11 of our Gold Star related family members who were guardians on the flight. And a guardian is a person who escorts the veteran. Okay. And so 9 of them were on it. Well, this time we were blessed to be able to lay the wreath at the Arlington Cemetery. So we had 2 World War II heroes, and then we had 2 Vietnam veterans. Well, the 2 Vietnam veterans happened to be Gold Star dads as well.
Oh, my God.
So it was really a beautiful, emotional day. Now, getting into the Arlington Cemetery is quite difficult.
And let's stop just 1 second. The laying of the wreath.
Yes.
And the changing of the guard ceremony, which is they do these back to back. If you've never, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been there, that is the most solemn ceremony of any ceremony you would ever attend in your lifetime. You can have 2,000-3,000 people there attending, and you could hear a pin drop the whole time. It's something you must see, is the changing of the guard and the laying of the wreath at Arlington. It's put that on your bucket list.
Absolutely, you need to. And they are in formation. They do not get out of formation. And one of the neat things is they can't stop and thank our senior veterans for their service. So if you listen real closely, as they walk by, they scuff their heels. And that's their salute to our veterans, which is really neat.
Wow. So you all were participants in that?
Yes, we were. And so, like we said, we actually make our itinerary according to when we can get into the Arlington Cemetery. The Arlington Cemetery actually has allowed our honor flight buses to go into the cemetery. So that's really neat. Now, as we were first coming in, the our bus driver was saying, to the left here is our most recent area within the last 2 years that have been filled with our soldiers who have fallen. And as we went to the ceremony, watching the changing of the guard, one of our team members came up and said, listen, you know, we have the Gold Star families. Some of them are have their sons in this area. So we asked the park police and everything if we could do a stop. Well, when we did the stop, the cemetery is huge. We were on the other side of lot 60, and the three buses stopped, and we gave time for our Gold Star families to go out there. And they opened the doors, and the Gold Star family members got off the bus, and they ran to the cemeteries for their sons. And it's something that I will never, ever forget, realizing that we're free because of all these men and women today and yesterday. And a lot of people don't realize that we're here. There are all these veterans amongst us that we never realize and say thank you for our freedom. Thank you for allowing me to be able to go to the beach today. And
we go about our lives and we don't think about it.
Absolutely.
And that's why it's important to acknowledge this. So this was your most recent honor flight, which is a beautiful thing. There's something else coming up. You got another one coming now.
We do. And let's make these welcome homes the biggest ones, because these men and women, they never had the opportunity of getting thanked. So,
well, Rick, when is the next one going to happen? Next honor flight. Let's make sure everybody knows.
The next honor flight is coming up on the 20th of October. It's going to be at 8 p.m. at RSW Airport. But let me just tell you real quick, since this year, our crowds have been growing humongously. We had between 2,000 and 3,000 people at the airport for this last welcome home. I've never seen anything like it. We've extended the line so more people can come in. We are expecting more and more. We've got Rosie the Riveters coming. That whole movement has started. But let me just tell you real quickly, that crowd is growing. This is my own observation with kids, more and more kids. They are telling us something. When I was a kid, we went to a parade. The firemen threw us candy. These kids are handing our veterans things. They're telling us something. They're saying, we want heroes. Mom got me a cell phone. I want a hero. And that's where they're getting them, at the airport. We are bringing this to our community. It's a hell of a lot more, I don't know if I can say that, more powerful than my one little vote that I go out and get once every 2 years. It's beautiful. So this welcome home is going to be at 8 o'clock RSW. We're expecting a crowd like what we just had, bigger. You know, bigger is always better, and people are really, really coming to this.
Excellent, excellent. And then in addition to that, there's another event coming up, and this is the big one we want to spend the time on. You call it a pinning ceremony that's coming up for Vietnam veterans.
Yes, it is. And it's actually quite fantastic. It's something that Rick has really worked hard on. We all have, but it was Rick's idea to say, let's get this started. So I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about it. But I just want to say to our Vietnam veterans, it's about time we recognize you and recognize you in the proper way to finally say, welcome home and we love you.
We were thinking of this a few years back. Being in South Florida, we have the highest concentration of veterans across all wars.
Lots of them.
Lots of them here. Yeah. But right now, the biggest contingency of veterans are the Vietnam veterans. The World War II guys are leaving in a rapid way. The Korean War is winding down. But we wanted to do something before we really got into taking our Vietnam War veterans to D.C. on an honor flight. We wanted to give them that welcome home. As everybody knows, there's no, you know, the emperor's clothes here. Our Vietnam War heroes were treated like badly. You got your hand on the beep button?
Yeah, they were treated worse than Kavanaugh.
Right, exactly. And I believe that this country has come into its senses, and they want to say thank you. They want to say, I'm sorry. They want to welcome these guys home. We have it. We're being sponsored here on this by Aval Hospice. We're having it at the JetBlue Stadium. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of
JetBlue. Okay. So is it JetBlue Stadium? What's the date?
It's going to be on the 12th of November.
November 12th, JetBlue Stadium, which is what day of the week is that?
That's a Monday. It's the celebrated day for Veterans Day.
But the actual Veterans Day is November 11th.
The 11th, right.
Historically, yeah. Okay.
But this will be the government holiday off.
Okay.
So we're doing it on the 12th. Our gates are going to open at 7:30 a.m. We want all of our veterans, go to collierhonorflight.org. Download an application, get a hold of us in any way you can. You can call our cell phone number.
So let's give that to you. Collierhonorflight.org.
Collierhonorflight.org.
Download the application.
Right. Go on to Facebook. We have a link on our Facebook page back to our Honor Flight page.
Okay.
The cell phone number is 239-777-9295. Call us there.
Give it one more time, folks. They're going to give you the number.
239-777-9295. Absolutely.
They can just be there. They're all, to honor them.
Everybody's invited. Come and welcome these guys home.
To what time of day again?
7:30. Gates open 7:30 a.m. The pinning is going to start promptly at 9 o'clock.
All right. Do we have a caller who wants to ask a question about this, Paul? No, they're not about this. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't get. Oh, okay. We'll get to that in just a minute. But yeah, Honor Flight, important. Let's take Doug real quick on here. Doug, are you there?
I sure am.
I apologize
for the noise last week. I was in the cabin. They closed the door and then they started screaming announcements.
No, just I'm glad. This is good. I just wanted to chime in. We are doing information on Honor Flight, and I know you've been a big supporter of that program as well over the years.
It's a great thing. I plan on being there this evening.
Oh, excellent. So you're going to be, and where's the location tonight?
I assume it's the airport.
No, it's next Saturday. Two Saturdays. Sorry, it's two Saturdays. It's the 20th. It's the 20th.
Oh, so it's not this weekend.
Yeah, so if you go there tonight, you'll just be practicing. You'll be warming up for two Saturdays. So it's Saturday the 20th. We'll be there. And, we know we'll see you there as well. But thanks for listening. There's a lot of background noise. Thanks for the call in. And you'll be back in studio with us again next week.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks for calling. So anyway, this is three events come. Well, two, one is taken place. We had the Honor Flight last week. The 20th is another Honor Flight. The return will be about 8 o'clock that evening. And then the final Honor Flight activity, which is the, pinning ceremony. And that's going to be November 12th. At JetBlue Park, gates open at 7:30 a.m. The ceremony will be from 9 to 11.
When you go to the website, again, which is collierhonorflight.org, please, when you pull down your application, write 50th at the top, and we'll know 50th. That you're a Vietnam veteran.
Right? Okay.
And the dates, now, it doesn't matter whether you served in country or not. The dates
you just
are
had to be in those days.
Active duty, and the dates are 1 November 1955 all the way to 15 May 1975.
A lot of people don't realize we actually started with having some involvement in troops in the '50s.
Absolutely,
people think of the '60s where there's the escalation.
They were there as advisors back then, so
they're part of the whole turmoil that was going on in that country. All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you hear Honor Flight is up and alive and well and running here in Collier County, I'll give Debbie any last words about it you want to put out there.
So I do. Our next flight, obviously, like you said, it costs us a lot of money to do it. So we have a lot of great sponsors. First Florida Integrity Bank is going to be our next sponsor. But there is a couple of things real quick. We're also doing what's called Honor at Home. And these are taking care of our veterans who actually cannot fly. They're going to be going through the same welcome home that everyone who is on the flight gets. That's huge. So come find us. Talk to us about the Guardians. We also have an invite for October 13th. It's called the Honor Ball. 100% of the proceeds goes towards Honor Flight. And it's really neat because our keynote speaker is Ron DeSantis on October 13th. So please call us, info@collierhonorflight.org or 239-777-9295. Thank you.
Thank you. And folks, Honor Flight is one of the greatest ways we can tell all the people who serve this country how much their service really means to everything in our everyday lives right here in America. With that said, we're going to take a time out, and we come back from the time out. We're going to get into some local, real serious issues about the press, local politics, the lying that goes on right in your faces Daily and Public, starting with some stuff that was in the Naples Daily News in yesterday's paper, just absolutely trashing good people and a good organization. So we're going to get into that. Before we go there, if you're looking for a good doctor, I've got the guy for you. His name is Dr. Albert Alessi. He does medicine the old-fashioned way. He actually talks to his patients. If you call him on the phone, guess what? You get a call back. He does a type of medicine that not only treats the illness, whatever you're going in there to be treated for, spends a lot of time working with you on how to stay healthy, the wellness side. Does it all. He's right here in Southwest Florida. He runs a great practice. He's a participant in this show many, many weeks. He's been on here with us talking about issues that affect medicine and your health. And he's located right here in the Bonita Springs area, and that's Dr. Albert Alessi. You can reach him by going to alessifamilycare.com. You can find him on the Joe Whitehead Show website. If you're ready for real medicine from a real doctor, this is who you go see, Dr. Albert Alessi, and we'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Hey, do you want to save, I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today. Check them out on thejoewhiteheadshow.com. That's why I'm always locked and loaded, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Joe Whitehead Show, and you're welcome to call us anytime during the show at 430-2428. All right, coming up now, from now till the rest of the show, we're going to be taking on lies and corruption. And if you want to get involved in that discussion, now's the time and now's the place. John DePrisco's in the house with us. Thank you, John. We have David Bolduc, who is, you have so many credentials, I can't even cover all of them, but your big credentials academically and professionally are in the finance area.
Yeah, essentially I have a degree in economics from Brown University, and all of my career has been in some type of financial services.
And you've held multiple certificates.
Yeah, I'm a, you know, I guess the financial wise and investment wise, probably the main one is a CFA. It's a chartered financial analyst. You know, I'm not trying to be a braggart or anything, but if you look it up on the website, the CFA is the world's most recognized and most well-renowned investment designation that you can get.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, look, let's cut to the chase here. So in Friday's edition of the Propaganda Mill, the advanced lying, School for Liars, Naples Daily News, they put out a article that suggests that there's severe financial mismanagement at one of our local charter schools, Mason Classical Academy, which, by the way, folks, let me give you some stats on Mason. Mason Classical Academy finished number one academic school in Collier County this past, at the conclusion of the 2018 school year.
Mm-hmm.
The school's been in existence, this is going into its fifth year. It's been an A-rated school every year. The Collier County public schools are funded at $23,000 per student. The charter schools, including Mason Academy, are only funded at $8,000 a year per student. Mason Academy not only finished number one in Collier County academically this year, but it ranked statewide out of 3,321 schools in the entire state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It ranked number 42.
Wow. Top 2%.
Now, Now, with that said, which, by the way, was never, none of that was mentioned in this article.
Of course not.
Not one bit of that information was mentioned in this article. It's filled with innuendos about financial mismanagement. So let's take these on one at a time. All right. Let's take on the issue that's made in the a gentleman named Baird, who attempted to be a board member for a while, but I guess that wasn't, it was above his pay grade, let's put it that way, to be able to function that well.
Mm-hmm.
He attempted to be a board member for a while, and he made the allegation to the Naples Daily News, which he made to the Florida Department of Education, that there's extreme financial mismanagement and chicanery going on at Mason Academy. Now, just a year ago, the school Mason Academy went through a financial review, an evaluation from four major money management corporations in the United States.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I sat in on those presentations.
You sat in and watched these companies evaluate, and what you saw was the evaluation.
Right.
Now, what went into the evaluation were documents that include all years of the school's banking accounts. So mm-hmm. they want to see the cash on hand each year.
Mm-hmm.
The income the school gets from the state of Florida, they wanted to see that. So the per diem per student, the amount that's given by the state, the taxpayer, to educate the students, they looked at that. They looked at the enrollment of the school. They looked at the waiting list of the school. They looked at all the audits the school had taken place. They looked at the balance sheet of the school. They also looked at information on every board member. They looked at information on, they looked at minutes of meetings. They looked at, you name it, they asked for all this information. And the reason I know this was I was one of the ones compiling it on their behalf of four companies so they could make a review of the entire school's finances and function, not just the finances, but how the school is managed and run. They looked at school performance, by the way. They wanted to know what the school grades were each year. So we supplied all of that data to each of these four institutions, which we'll name in just a moment here. So they had the most comprehensive look at the school finance and management plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, and the performance. So it wasn't just how much money do you have in the bank. It's your performance, the way you manage, and how the cash flow goes through your school.
Right.
The books.
Absolutely.
How you're spending your money, how you're paying your bills. They looked at all of that comprehensively. And David, the four companies were, as you've got them written down there.
Yeah, they're and
these are well-known companies, by the way.
Yeah, well-known J.W. Baird, Siegler, which is out of Chicago, BB&T Bank, and H.J. Sims. And I would say between the four of them, they issue billions of dollars of charter school bonds, not only in Florida, but across the country. So these are very seasoned investors or investment banks when it comes to underwriting bonds for charter schools.
And what they were looking at doing business, each of these four companies came to the Mason Academy with the idea that after reviewing all of the information about the school, they elected to offer to do business with the school to the tune of a bond, which is in essence a loan,
right?
That would be at the approximate total amount for a school purchase, build out, and proper land purchase of just shy of $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they were willing to, each one of those four companies was willing to do business and manage a bond project that would be open to investors. Anyone could walk in off the street and buy these bonds.
Right.
To the tune of $20 million because in their minds, and I'll leave it to you, I'll let you take over the conversation at this point, David. What did you hear from these four companies when they presented information to the school?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to hear those presentations back then because I found it very informative and because I have been on the other side. I was a fixed income bond and institutional salesperson.
Like, so you know this business.
Yeah. I've given presentations to, you know, $40 billion pension funds. You know, my largest client was a $2.5 billion fund that ran money for universities. So I'm very familiar with making investment presentations to schools of learning, so to speak. So I think another thing to clarify, these four investment banks are coming to Mason Classical Academy to say, we want to underwrite your bonds. And what that means is they create the bond and they sell the bonds, Mason Classical bonds, to their clients. So if they put together a financially, you know, poor bond package and
some
sell
it. Junk. Some, they're not going to put together junk.
Exactly. Kind of they're not going to sell junk to their clients. They're going to sell what they feel is the cream of the crop. And they came to Mason and each one of them stated that after looking at the financials, after looking at the performance of the school academically, after looking how the management of the school, that Mason Classical Academy will be considered investment grade, which is the cream of the crop. And they said that very few charter schools are designated investment grade bonds. So not only were they coming to Mason Classical Academy and say, we want to underwrite this, they were coming saying, please, I want your business because you guys are the best of the best.
Well, now that is a completely different picture than what was painted in the propaganda sheet, the Naples Daily News, written by this a writer who doesn't seem to print much that's true. And I'm not sure how her name's pronounced. It looks like it's Annika
Hammerschlag.
I don't know how you say that. It's one of those Eastern European or German names. I don't even know how to pronounce.
It means
Hammerschlag or whatever.
It means hammer blow in German.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay.
I'll rise above the Clinton-esque fray on this one. This person writes this article claiming these and quoting people that there's this financial mismanagement.
Right.
Now, how can what you just said be true, and how could this be true? Someone is lying, and I mean, what I mean by lying, someone is knowingly promoting a falsehood here. And now, the person who initiated this falsehood, of course, Mr. Baird, he knows of all this that took place, yet chose to put forth information suggesting mismanagement. So we've got a person knowingly promoting a falsehood, and we've got a second person in Miss Annika, or whatever, however you say that, writing this article that she could have easily researched more fully and determined that what was being alleged here is a falsehood.
Right.
Based on everything that you just said, which was at a public meeting, which I don't recall seeing her there to want to get this information.
No, she
wasn't there attempting to get this information.
She didn't want to hear what people who have billions of dollars of experience issuing bonds for similar charter schools had to say about Mason and how well they're run and how well that financially they're essentially set up.
Correct. And something else that was brought up in the meeting, that each one of these four, and again, this is BB&T Bank, that they're a big hitter.
Oh, yeah.
J.W. Baird's a big hitter.
Mm-hmm.
H.J. Sims is a big hitter. And Ziegler's a pretty big hitter.
Yeah.
Not quite as big as the others, but they're all big hitters and they're all sound companies. Each one of them stated that the school itself, with regard to issuance of a bond to the Mason Academy, would qualify for an investment grade rated bond. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, is investment grade bond means a group like Standard & Poor's rates it and says this is investment grade in the sense that it's very secure, it's very low risk, and it's got a good yield.
Right. And, you know, Joe, you and I have served on the Naples Employees Pension Board together. And I would say every pension fund in the country has bylaws that state they cannot buy a bond unless it's investment grade.
That is absolutely correct. The boards we've served on have the same bylaws. And the state of Florida, Florida retirement system, follows that same guideline. So that meant it made this bond eligible to lots of institutions looking for stable investments that were not likely to go belly up.
Exactly. So if I was those four sales guys making the pitch, I was like, wow, I really want this business because these guys are investment grade. I can sell this thing. It will take me 10 minutes to sell $20 billion of their bonds.
Exactly. But on the other hand, you've got Annika Hammerschlag saying things that are contradictory to that and avoid that reality, along with the help of Mr. Baird and I guess Ms. Donalds wanted to weigh in on that too.
Yeah, I think...
And we're going to get into that more in the next segment. We're going to talk about some of the individuals and their issues that they're bringing up, which are flat out lies. And we've also got Nick online. We're going to get in this conversation. But let's take a quick time out for our sponsors. And I want to make mention, it's still warm out there, folks. AC by Florida Comfort Systems. Get them to check out your AC system. This is a good time of the year to do it. Humidity's going down. Good time to get the system cleaned out. Get those coils cleaned out. Make sure it's up and running. And AC by Florida Comfort Systems has been in the community, run by Denny Martin, a veteran of the USS Saratoga, by the way, since 1985. He's been doing it all this time, has won multiple, I think six or seven times, Top Company of the Year award here in Southwest Florida.
Mm.
He is the guy to call. AC by Florida Comfort Systems. Get your system checked. Make sure it's up and running. If you need a new system, they're also the ones to call. That's AC by Florida Comfort Systems. They're on the Joe Whitehead Show website, and we'll be right back.
98.9 WGUF.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
This is the city, Naples, Bonita Springs, Florida. I work here. I'm a locksmith, BB Locksmith. It was season. Everyone's guard was down. Tourists and snowbirds were settled in. Locals were oblivious to the crime being committed around them. That's when I got the call. BB Locksmith.
I need help.
Just the facts, ma'am.
There have been several break-ins in my neighborhood.
Not surprising. In the last quarter, over 1,800 property crimes were reported. And in the last year, the number was almost 8,000.
I think I should improve my locks.
With two shops and a half dozen mobile service vehicles, BB Locksmith can help before you become another statistic.
BB Locksmith is family-owned and operated, and we genuinely care about our neighbors and their security. Find us at bblocksmith.com or call BB Locksmith 239-262-2000.
Thank you, BB Locksmith.
Just doing my job, ma'am.
BB Locksmith, 262-2000.
Oh, yeah. That music gets my blood boiling.
Oh, yeah.
Reminds me of the days when I used to strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and hit the streets as a lawman.
Nice. Did you jump into the car through the window?
Every time. Every time. Just like Dukes of Hazzard style.
Slide across the hood.
Every time. Yeah. All right. John DePrisco's in the house. Dave Bolduc's with us. John, you want to ask me something real quick before we look at callers?
I just found this harrowing that this information is publicly available, and you could go to public meetings and hear about all this, and yet not one whit of it appeared in the article. This is a hack job. This is an attack piece. There's no balance.
No, there's no truth either.
No.
So it's all a bunch of allegations. Let's take some callers. We got the lines lighting up here. We're going to go to Nick Lichter next. But right now, we want to take a young man named DeMario who wants to talk. And he's a student at Mason Academy. Let's get him on the air. DeMario, I want to welcome you to this show.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
What's on your mind? You're listening to what we were talking about last segment.
I am. So I'm really not surprised that Mason is so highly rated. I came from a public school.
You're a student there now in what year? What year are you in? Tell our audience.
Oh, I'm a senior in high school.
All right. So you went to other schools in Collier County.
That's right. So other schools, I mean, they're plagued with drugs, with poor teachers, with poor facilities, and Mason, I mean, it's a whole 180. It's really not the same as those public schools at all. I mean, they got the top tier of education. Their teachers really care about you. The facilities are amazing, and the education, really, in my opinion, some of the best you'll ever find.
But yeah, but you know one problem they have? They have me there to make life absolutely miserable for all of you students.
Well, not for the last 2 weeks.
Well, that's true. I've been out for a while. No, it's the young man I'm talking to, DeMario, I know who he is, and he's. I just want to tell all of you, ladies and gentlemen, he is an outstanding young man in this community. And I've even been impressed with you. I've been impressed with the way you've conducted yourself at school the last 2 years here. I want to tell you in public that you go out of your way to show not just how to be a good student, but you try to be a good guy to everybody. You're a good person.
Yes, sir.
And what are your goals, by the way? What are your goals that Mason's going to help you achieve, you think?
I think it's going to help me get into college. I want to go to the United States Air Force Academy for aeronautical engineering.
Wow, that's great.
Serve your country and a great field.
Yes, and I want to be a pilot in the Air Force. And after serving a term in the Air Force, I hope to run for the United States Congress.
Awesome. We need some guys like you there who actually have some common sense and who are well-educated. And who don't ask stupid questions to people when they're reviewing them for a position.
Yeah, and DeMario, and then when you get into Congress, go to the Senate afterwards and please get on the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, we need some brains on the committee. We actually need some we need some common sense there. Hey, it was a pleasure to have you on this show. Honored to have you join the conversation today. Anything else you want to say about Mason?
We need you back there. You need to get back to school, Mr. Wyatt.
I'll be there. Hey, I'll see you. See you in the lunchroom.
Okay, I'll see you then.
All right, take care. That was DeMar. He's a great kid.
He
All right, we're going to go to Nick. This is Nick Lichter, and then we'll go to Lisa. Nick, welcome, and sorry we put you on hold there, but I want to get that young man in the conversation.
Quite all right. Thanks for taking my call, Joe. How are you today?
I'm fine. Now, Nick, you heard what David Bolduc had to say about things. What do you what do you say after hearing David, and then seeing what this Annika Hammerskank wrote in the Naples Daily News, who I challenged to come into my studio anytime and settle this on the air with me? I want to hash this out with her. I want her to come in here and quit hiding behind the computer screen and being the propagandist for the district and for that other group.
I'd love it if we had some courageous journalists nowadays. If we did, this article might have read a little bit differently, Joe. Because as you know, I've been around for a while. I've been around Mason since the beginning. My kids attend there. Byron's been trying to unseat Kelly ever since he was asked to serve on the board. I think that was in 2012 or 2013. First, he tried to do it by instituting term limits, so it was a way to move Kelly off the board, the founder of the school. The school is named after her father. She put her heart and soul into the school. That was the first attempt. The second attempt was when he violated Sunshine Law. You may have heard about this deal. The paper tried to report it, but they did a terrible job. When he conspired with former board member Matt Mathias in their hostile takeover action back in 2014. That was in May. I was at that meeting. I saw it with my own two eyes. Byron and I had it out in the parking lot because what he was trying to do to Kelly was to despicable.
Hey,
trying
Nick,
to force her off the board of her own school. Why? Because, well, you know why.
Hey. Well, let me get into that one with you. Know, there's something here I want to bring up since you brought these individuals up. One of the things that had to be clarified to the four companies that David mentioned who are offering bond financing project to Mason after really looking the school over and saying it was soundly run to the level of earning a investment grade bond rating. Okay, that's the truth. That was in the open, in public, stated by four independent companies. One of the things I had to clarify for them, and they're one of their only reservations, was the fact that there were some loans made and engineered by the former board member while he was a board member collecting money, interest money from the school, and money he lent to the school, along with money who are allegedly clients of his that he brought forward to the school who are also collecting interest payments from the school.
Are you talking about Matt Mathias?
I believe that's the gentleman's name. That was a problem.
He had to step down because he was profiting from the school.
And there's never been mention of that by the Naples Daily News.
Guy, again, claiming that he would loan the school more money, right? As long as Kelly Lichter would step down, because they didn't like the way the school was running. The top-rated school in the district, top 2% in the state, but they don't like the way it's run. I wonder if that has anything to do with the way that their children were behaving.
Nick, I just want to chime in on that episode that you brought up where Mathias was a former trustee, I believe, and had to step down because he was profiting from loaning money to the school. And then he came, I think it was May of 2016, he went to the board and said, I demand that I'm going to withdraw the current financing of Mesa Classical Academy, and I have a substitute of financing that's at a lower interest rate. So if Kelly Lichter does not step down, it is going to cost Mason Classical Academy like $1 million over the next 12 years. Well, and there's a couple of items with this that's incredibly disturbing. This is totally unethical. From an investment perspective, Byron Donalds is in the investment industry. Mathias is in the investment industry. And for saying that a board member must step down to take a loan that does not exist is totally unethical.
Well, it's an attempt at fraud.
It is. It's financial extortion.
Right there in the middle of it, that shady character. This whole thing is Clinton-esque without the dead bodies.
Yes. Yes, and without the stain on the dress, too. I just want to throw that in there. But let's be real clear about one thing. All of this information has been available to the propagandists at Naples Daily News. They don't touch any of this stuff, any of the school's ratings. They don't mention the school being number one, 42 out of over 3,000 schools in the state of Florida. They don't mention that we're doing it on $8,000 a year, where everybody else does it on $23,000 a year. They don't mention that we are a blue ribbon school financially, as stated by four independent companies.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. They don't mention any of that, but they take innuendos and accusations written by Mr. Baird, which are baseless, and present them as fact. That is journalistic malpractice. And this is why nobody believes media anymore today.
It's no different than the Trump dossier. They go out and create some false narrative, get some kind of a report written, give it to the media, and then turn a molehill into a mountain. It's no different.
No, it's all agenda based. Nick, I want to thank you. I got a couple of the callers I want to pull in this conversation, but everything you said, I appreciate those you bringing this up today because it's critical for the people to know the truth about what's going on, not believe the propaganda and the stuff that's just absolutely made up.
Oh yeah, this Byron guy is shady. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nick. All right, and let's go on to we've got Lisa who patiently waited to get online. Thanks for holding, by the way. Appreciate you listening
sure.
in. So what's on your mind about all of this? What do you say about all of this?
I'm not a political person, but I'm a truth seeker, also in the financial industry and a community member that is just happy to have the school and grateful to have the school here in my community. So I have a few questions.
Go right ahead.
I'll get my answers off the air. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm wondering if the Donalds would be willing to waive their privacy rights in order to reveal records of what happened during the time their children attended Mason Classical Academy. I mean, of course the school can't defend itself and say what happened since they're bound by, ethically, not to intrude on any student's right to privacy, which I'm sure was one of the reasons why they, you know, discussed their side without being able to have a rebuttal. But the truth is not really being talked about there. So is it true that
question.
One of the Donalds' elementary age children already has a police record because of criminal behavior?
I can't comment to that at all, but you can. There are public records which can be sought that can help answer those questions.
Is it also true that Byron Donalds left Mason after his own criminal convictions were exposed? So, I mean, these are things that you know, a lot of people should know about and don't know about, so...
Well, that's, you know, here's the questions, okay? And the one of those you raise are very good questions, and these would require some waiving of rights to get to some of this information.
Mm-hmm.
But the real thing is, which really drives me up the wall, is that when there's credible information you can verify that's out there about Mason Academy or any institution that presents the institution in a very, very favorable light, if you work in the finance industry, if you get four companies saying that you're gold star, saying that your organization is worthy of an investment grade bond rating, and then you see the swell that was written by this Hammerskank creature that decided to make all these accusations that are baseless, you know, as a person in that industry, somebody's lying here, right?
Well, that's where we are today, and which is so sad and disgusting, is people can just make accusations, back you in a corner in a situation like this one, where they are bound by ethics and can't respond or defend themselves, and just base, comments on untruth. And lots of people don't do research, so they're just going to believe whatever they're told or whatever they read. So.
Good point. We're going to go to David real quick, then a break. But Lisa, great questions. You raised great questions.
Yeah, Joe,
David.
I just wanted to add, 30 seconds to this. During the presentation from these investment banks, they said, you guys are, we think you're investment grade, great firm, great, well run, this and that. And they said the only negative we could find is basically the hit pieces in the Naples Daily News. So the Naples Daily News is affecting the investment companies making a pitch to Mason Classical Academy.
Or attempting to.
Attempting to, exactly.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we got more callers on the line stacking, and we'll get to all of you who want to comment. The number is 430-2428, 430-2428. I want to say a big plus about the Neapolitan Gourmet, one of our newer sponsors. If you want a great lunch, folks, I mean the sub of subs, Neapolitan Gourmet. They're located at the corner of Airport and Pine Ridge in the Bed Bath & Beyond Plaza. A great Italian deli, all sorts of homemade items, homemade sausages, homemade mozzarella, and the best subs you can ever get anywhere. You've had one. David's shaking his head. He's eaten there before. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I might have to get one on the way home.
It's a good car food, too. Anyway, Neapolitan Gourmet, check them out. listen to these ads about our next sponsors, and then hang on. We're going to come back with more conversation, more callers online. We will be right back.
98.9 WGUF Naples FM Talk. Now you can listen live at WGUF989.com.
Hey, do you want to save, I mean big money? Well, then you need to be purchasing your printer ink cartridge refills at Cartridge Depot. That's right, save up to 50%. 50% less than the big store prices. They're locally owned and operated. These are real people who live right here in Collier County with real answers to your questions. Go in and check out Cartridge Depot. Save big bucks. Get quality products. And by the way, they actually test out their cartridges before they sell them to you. That's right. Quality control from Cartridge Depot. Good products. Save big bucks. Check them out. Cartridge Depot, 2622 Tamiami Trail North. Go there today. Check them out on the JoeWhiteheadShow.com.
Managing your lawn care needs is a priority for all homeowners. Classic Lawns is number one when it comes to mowing, trimming, fertilizing, and landscaping. Owner and hands-on manager Manny Torero can give you an estimate and get the job done. Classic Lawns of Collier County is my own lawn care, landscaping, and tree trimming choice. Make them yours. Classic Lawns offers the best lawn care at reasonable rates. If you want the best, call Classic Lawns of Collier County Incorporated. Call them today at 455-6900. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. This is the Joe Whitehead Show as we broadcast live and armed. And yes, just like the Eagle song, we are the fast lane of talk radio. Everybody else is still in the parking lot. Joining us, John DePrisco, Dave Bolduc. Gentlemen, we've had some lively calls about and some great comments about this hit piece that was, it's really a propaganda piece. It's a 1,000-word lie in the Naples Daily News, which I challenge openly. I publicly am issuing a challenge to this. Now, let me guess, see if I can get her name right. Annika Hammerschlag? No. Wait a minute. How do you say this?
Hammerschlag.
Hammerschlag. Okay. I challenge her to come in my studio and defend her comments. Tell me how what she wrote is true, because everything here I'm calling... I'm calling her words a lie, which makes her a liar.
Right.
That's no other way around it. And the people who are making some of these allegations, like Mr. Baird, there's a big lie right there. There's a guy who's choosing not to tell the truth when he knows the truth. That's a problem. That's a huge problem. I don't know why he wants to engage in this level of cowardice. It makes no sense to me.
I mean, the second paragraph of the hit piece, it says the complaint, Baird's complaint, does not allege any fraud has occurred.
Yeah.
So what is this?
Well, that's my point. There,
it's even, all speculation.
Even the propagandist has to say, well, it's not true, but it must be true because they're saying, but they're in a way saying, well, it's got to be true because it's an allegation.
Right. Exactly.
It's kind of like a Kavanaugh moment.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's oh, by the way, I said Kavanaugh moments, I got to do this. There we go.
Oh, Sheldon Whitehouse will like
yes,
that.
Yes, he'll be. He's in here sniffing around. I'll make sure he gets something. But anyway, John, what are your thoughts? I mean, you listen to all this now. You listen to these callers. Where do you stand with all this?
Well, to me, it's the proof is in the pudding. So in 2017, Collier closed a charter academy in Immokalee. And when they did that, Kamala Patton said, you don't just look at one thing. You look at multiple categories. And in the end, it's about what's good for the kids. Their intentions are good, but intentions don't educate kids. You have to ask yourself, would you send your kids there? That's an interesting question, because my understanding is that Mason Classical Academy has like 500, 600, 700 person waiting list. They're number one in the county. They're in the top 2% of the state. I mean, investment grade bonds. This is where the proof is.
Well, and these are objective things that aren't someone's opinion so much, but they're the way things stack up. And it's interesting you mentioned, you know, the waiting list.
Yeah.
The school has had a waiting list since it opened.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been people on the waiting list because they want to get in. Now, do some people leave because it's just not for them? Of course.
Right.
That's any institution. Any institution of choice has that option built in. Nobody should stay anywhere they're not happy.
Right.
That's why you want a healthy charter school system. And I even like these magnet schools. Because it gives people some options other than here's the one school you must go to just because that's the one in your neighborhood. You should, as a parent, have other options for your kids. A good, healthy charter school system, some magnet schools. Those things, to me, make sense for public education. Then it gives the parent should be the one in charge of deciding where the child goes, not just where you happen to live.
Right.
You know, there should be much more fluidity and ability to move from school to school. you know, based on you as a consumer, because you're a consumer of a product mm-hmm. when you choose a school.
You vote with your feet, you vote with your wallet.
That's it. And that's how it should really it should really be. Now, getting back to school ratings, so when you're the top school in the in a district and you're so highly rated statewide, these institutions like the paper, the propaganda institution like the paper, can't acknowledge any of this stuff. So they have to print these made-up stories. When you talk about fake news, this is a good example of fake news. What is the motivation, David, behind this? Why are they doing this?
You know, it's interesting. I think most people say, this is the second, financial hit piece on Mason Classical Academy in the last few years. And why is that? Why, there's no corroboration. There's no actual charges of financial mismanagement. Why are they consistently doing this? And I did some research, and I think I'm going to tell you why. Go to Champions for Learning, the group that says they collaborate with the school district to make everything better. And you go back to their 2012-2013 annual report, and it says that Champions for Learning created Connect Now, which is a community collaboration with the school district, and that you go to the website for Jen Mitchell, who was recently elected to the school board, and she said she served on the Connect Now committee, and that it became the Connect Now from Champions for Learning became the school district's strategic plan. Okay, so you look at the board members of Champions for Learning, and a board member and vice chair or past chair, excuse me, of the Champions for Learning is Bill Barker, publisher of the Naples Daily News. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And also on the board is Camila Patton, superintendent of schools of the Collier County School District. So you have basically, so now you have an admitted a company, Champions for Learning, run by the Naples Daily News, essentially, created by the Naples Daily News, and that their program is the strategic plan of the Collier County School District. So now you have a school like Mason Classical Academy who comes around, and they are cleaning the clocks of the traditional public schools academically. So what are you going to do about it if you're the publisher of the Naples Daily News? Well, you're going to go find dirt on, try and
or
find
not
dirt.
You're going to make it up.
You're going to make it up. And so there's emails from this reporter, Annika Hammerschlag, to the school district asking questions all about Mason, making public records requests. In fact, one of the questions was, what are the causes for termination? Essentially, how could Mason get terminated? And then the school district wrote back. They're like, well, there's four causes for termination. And here's the clause. It's the sponsor, the charter school, may choose not to renew or terminate the charter for following. One, failure to participate in the state's education accountability system. Well, Mason does that, so that's not an issue. Two is a violation of law. Well, Mason hasn't done that, so that's not an issue. Another good cause shown is another one, and there's no issues there. But the fourth one is failure to meet generally accepted standards of fiscal management. Okay. All of a sudden now, the Naples Daily News does multiple hit pieces over a number of years on made-up financial mismanagement, with Mason Classical Academy that's cleaning their clocks academically.
Yeah, and what they're citing is what they're referring to is basically the equivalent of a Sasquatch sighting. Okay, this does not, the mismanagement they're trying to cite does not exist. It's a figment of Mr. Baird's imagination.
Right.
Complete figment of his imagination. It's a complete figment of the imagination of anyone else who wants to say this, because there's no evidence. In fact, there's evidence to the contrary, mm-hmm. to the absolute contrary, that the organization's well run. The principal of the school, by the way, David Hull's mentioned in this article, there's a character assassination that they attempt to do to him. And I have to tell you this, and I'm saying it publicly for everyone to hear. I've been working at the school a few years directly with him on the well-being of the campus, safety of the school, student behavior issues, parent communication, several things. I have never had anyone make it easier for me to be somewhere.
Right.
I've never had anyone make it easier for me to do the job that I do. He is a leader who believes in not micromanaging individuals at all, but recruiting people who are capable and then letting them do their job and then directing them if they need direction.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he does every day. And you see success in the school because he is masterful at recruiting and hiring teachers. He's very good at picking, I need this person and this person and this person to be teachers in my school. He's had a very good success rate of getting good quality teachers, and that makes all the difference in the world, as you and I both know.
Yeah, that's what really bothered me about this article. Not only are they, I think, making up lies on financial mismanagement, but saying things about Principal Hall. And when I read the accusations that they were saying about Principal Hall out loud to my wife, she started to laugh. She's like, there's no way. This is a joke.
It's all, again, character assassination, lies, you know, attempts to say that there's mismanagement in school. Everything we've been able to uncover and show you today proves that all of those accusations are false. And we are out of time. Dave Bolduc, many thanks.
Thanks for being here.
John DePresco, you are an excellent co-host.
Thanks for having me.
We should do this a lot.
Anytime.
You're good.
Thank you.
And you come prepared.
Thank you very much.
As you always do. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. And this segment will be made available on, I'm not sure what website yet, but we'll make this available. Enjoy your weekend. And as always, keep the grill hot
and the beer cold.